Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah continues in chapter 3 of Moed Katan, Mishnah 7, Mishnah Zion. We should have in mind, God willing, that our learning will be a merit, a source of protection and power for the soldiers who are defending the Jewish people, who might not have the time and the freedom to be able to learn Torah. So our Torah learning, our tzedakah, our prayers, our good deeds should be a merit for all of them and for all of those who need a recovery or a salvation or a rescue. In today's Mishnayot, continue a theme we began learning about yesterday, about how the festivals, the holidays, impact a period of mourning. This is difficult material to go through this particular week, but this is Torah, and we shouldn't have to do these things. But in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, some people are doing the things we're talking about in the Mishnah today. So Mishnah Zion says, Ein Kurin, we don't rip our clothing out of mourning, out of hearing about someone deceased. Ein Holtzin, we don't take the shirt off the shoulder. That was a mourning custom in ancient times. Ein Mavrin, Mavrin is serving a meal to somebody in mourning. Ela Krovav Shalmet, only the relatives of someone deceased. Now it's talking about during Chol HaMoed. During Chol HaMoed, only the direct relatives would tear Kriya during Chol HaMoed. And this does imply that when it's not Chol HaMoed, no, it's not the middle of a festival, that even non-relatives could tear their garments upon hearing about somebody or many people passing away. This is indeed a discussion in the poskim, the authorities of Jewish law. It's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya 340, Shin Mem. There's a discussion the Shulchan Aruch holds that if you hear that a Jew has died and he wasn't, you know, he was a kosher Jew, he was a normal Jew, and nowadays, thank God, everyone's kosher, that you could even tear Kriya. The Ashkenazi practice is not to do so unless it's a great sage, a teacher, a rabbi. But we did lose many rabbis in the past few days. We've lost many worthy souls. So there are some poskim who say that it's permissible if somebody's very upset to tear their clothing, even for someone who's not a relative. But you can ask your local rabbi about for guidance. But we see that mourning is constrained during Chol HaMoed, at least, to the direct relatives. Vein Mavrin, the Mishnah continues, we do not serve the meal. Now, the custom was that the mourner, the people in mourning for the relative, they didn't eat their own food. Other people from the community would bring them food. Edel Mitzah Zakufa, we serve it on a normally positioned couch. They used to eat on a couch or a low bed, and the custom during a period of mourning was to turn it upside down or on the side. But during Chol HaMoed, we keep it upright. Ein Molichin LeBeit HaAvel, we don't bring food to a mourner's house during Chol HaMoed, or any time, really. Lo betavla, not on a fancy tray. Velo beiskutla, that's a fancy silver bowl or glass bowl. Velo bekonon, and not in a special basket. Ela besolim, but in a plain wicker basket. Now the idea here is, when somebody's in mourning, God forbid, the whole community turns out and brings them a bagel tray, brings them gifts of food, comes to help to console them. And the very rich people used to bring the gifts, the food, in very fancy vessels. The poor people felt embarrassed. We don't want the poor people to refrain from helping to console mourners. So we said everyone should bring in very plain containers, and just everyone should come, bring food, bring consolation, bring blessings to those in mourning. And the Mishnah continues, V'ein omrim birkat avelim b'mod. You don't say the mourner's blessing during Chol HaMoed. This was a special blessing during the grace after meals, the benching after the meal of the mourner, was we bless Hashem who consoles the mourners. Aval, but what you could do during Chol HaMoed is omdim b'shura. Those consolers would stand in a line, u'menachemin potrin et harabim. And they give consolation as those in mourning usually would walk through the line or by the line, as is the custom today at the cemetery, and we say words of consolation, punches the rabbim, and then everyone goes home. They don't want to stay in the public square engaged in mourning and very sad activities during Chol HaMoed. Now Mishnah Chet continues the subject, Ein manichin et amita berchov. During Chol HaMoed, we don't put down a coffin in the street. Shlo lahargil et a hesped. So we don't have many eulogies. Now, the custom was they used to, you know, be carrying the coffin out to the cemetery, and they would pause and say a eulogy so people could hear, and then carry the coffin farther, then pause again, set it down, and say another eulogy. Don't do that during Chol HaMoed. V'lo shel nashim la'olam. And we never put down a coffin with a woman in it, mipnei ha'kavod. It could be disgraceful to her. The Mefarshim say, and the Gemara says, if she had, God forbid, died during childbirth, there could be, you know, blood dripping out of the coffin as a result of childbirth or the after effects. So we don't want to embarrass someone even after she's passed away. The Mishnah adds, Noshim b'moed mi'onot. The women may, you know, wail. This inui, this is like a wailing, moaning lamentation during Chol HaMoed of lo mitaphot, but not clap in grief. This is, you might see sometimes among the Sephardim that to slap the thigh or clap out of grief as a sign of mourning. During Tish B'Av, I've seen this. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Hasmuchot lemita mitaphot. Rabbi Shmuel says, those who are next to the coffin, they could clap or slap their thigh out of mourning. Now tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we do the last Mishnah in Moed Katan, and we turn to Chagiga, to brighter things. We should all hear good news from Eretz Yisrael, for Am Yisrael soon.